Well, hey, Superintendent Brand, I am so glad that you're here sitting with me today. This is a little bit different because I think what we were trying to do with a podcast, with you in particular, is try to tell stories and be able to have a conversation. But I think today is really important for us to be able to talk, mostly because, hey, we need some information to get out there. And so I'm really glad to be able to have the opportunity to talk with you and allow you to be able to speak a little bit into some things that are going on in the community.
Absolutely. And I appreciate this format, and for others to understand, we're working on our communication.
Yeah.
So this is a way for us, and one of the avenues we're working on to improve communication, and you helping us do that as a school district to get it out to our kids, our staff, our parents, the whole community, all of our stakeholders. And so I'm excited to do that today. Not quite what we thought we were going to cover today, because we really did think the governor was going to be releasing the guidance for schools this week.
Yep.
Twice, actually, we thought this week, and it was kicked back, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what we've been prepared for, is throughout this whole thing, is be ready to adapt to anything that comes, and we're ready for that.
Yeah.
New Philly City Schools is ready to adapt, and so I think maybe it's apropos that we're able to be able to talk about it and adapt, because that's exactly what we're prepped to do, because we know the fall, we know next school year, we're going to have to be flexible and adapt.
And we're recording this on Thursday, the 25th of June, and you guys are going to be listening to it probably on Friday. And so when we say next week, we're talking about, you know, the week of really July 1st, the new month turning into that. And so I guess a question that I have for you is, I think a question I hear a lot at Starbucks, at the Daily Grind, places like that, would be, as a parent or as a teacher, you know, this is taking a long time. What should I be thinking right now? What should I be expecting right now? I mean, this is taking a long time, and there's answers out there, and everybody's got one, right? And so what can I expect? What should I be looking for, and what should I be feeling?
Well, that's a tough question, because as I think I know, things adjust and change. And that is what this year's taught me, more than probably a lot of things it's taught me, but that there's a lot of change. But it's also taught me that we're resilient here in New Philadelphia. Mm. Our Quakers are, and we're ready. And here's the things I can promise. We're going to do a better job communicating out what's going on, why we're doing what we're doing. But at the core of what's going on is, we're trying to make the best decisions for the children and for our staff and for our community, for them academically, social-emotionally, and their health and safety. All of those things are going into play with our decision-making. And so as a staff member, what can you do is get behind, get involved. We have staff that are working really hard on these volunteer work groups. We have various work groups. And that's why I'm so confident that we're going to be ready for the fall, that we're ready, because we have so many people working. And so they can volunteer and hop in on those. Every Monday, I meet with the staff. The whole staff's invited to a Zoom call. Community-wise, what can you do is continue to do the things that the community, that the governor is asking us to do, because as more we're prepared, as the better positioned Ohio is with regards to COVID, the more open things are going to be. And we can talk a little bit, if you want me to, of what I believe our opening procedures and what I believe it's going to look like, and how we're going to be able to be adaptive to it.
Yeah, let's just go there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, talk about that.
You know, I think there's really three positions that we could be in, and I think throughout the year we may be in each one of those. Hmm. Hopefully not, because hopefully we are in one, because it is we're healthy and we're in a great spot as a county. I think that's what we're going to see. The governor talked a little bit about that as well, that we're going to start regionalizing things. So maybe if there is an outbreak in, say, Cuyahoga County, and not T County, we can still function. So I think one is, we're full green light. We are 100% back in school, and we're in an area that we know. And we can talk more about that. To this hybrid, where maybe kids are in school 2 to 3 days a week, doing some remote 2 to 3 days a week. And I think that's probably the most challenging as a parent.
Yeah.
It's probably the most challenging as a teacher.
Yeah, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
As a teacher, parent, and kid. That one probably gives me the most heartburn. So I can imagine that's a lot of heartburn on our community and parents, but it's one that we've been asked to be ready for. The other is that we're 100% remote. We're in a shutdown.
So the same thing we've already
done. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, the same concept, but we're going to be a whole lot better than we were. And our staff did a dynamite job. Our community did a dynamite job. And we turned things around in the flip of a hat. But we've had that whole time to get better. Mm-hmm. The staff's been doing amazing things. We have work groups working on that right now to be better when we have to flip that switch and go full remote.
What are some examples of that?
Well, there are one working on their platform so our families and our kids only have one place to go to look for their stuff. So the communication lens is better. The other thing we heard from them and from our community, from our parents, from our kids, was we did a real dynamite job at the elementary of communicating with families. But as kids get older,
it's harder.
It's harder. And as a teacher, and I was a high school math teacher when I was in the classroom, most of your communication is through the teacher to the child. And right? Yep. That's part of that growing up. That's part of that phase. However, when we switch to something as new as this, we have to communicate with the family too. And so we're building that portal so the parents can see. We already have this parent portal, but it's more for logistics things, paperwork, field trips, that kind of thing, emergency medical stuff. We want them to also have a lens into that remote. If we go remote, they can see so they know. Because I can tell you, I have two teenagers. For what they say sometimes versus what they do is not always the same. That you can take a check, take a pause, make sure that they're doing the work they're doing, and really working on that communication piece, communicating with staff to the kids, kids to staff, and also to our parents. So that's just kind of one piece, and a lot of work has been done on that. Great work by our staff, volunteering their time to get better and put those things into place. We're also, though, know that some of our parents, no matter what, no matter if we're in a green situation or whatever the state says, that we're green-lighted to go back to school full go, there's some families that, due to maybe situations with their own immune systems or given various situations, that going back to school isn't right for them.
Yeah.
So we have a 100% virtual academy ready to go as well. So that's going to be an option. In mid-July to the end of July, there'll be informational meetings on that so parents can truly understand what it is we're offering, how we're supporting them, what that virtual learning looks like. Then, and to ensure it's rigorous enough, it prepares their children for their future, all the different questions that they may have. And then right beginning of August, they'll have that choice to enroll into that program or not. And why are we waiting so long? Because we believe that's best to give the families time because we've seen how much things have changed. I mean, March 1st, COVID was around, but I don't think there are many of us who had ever thought we weren't going to, that March 17th, 18th, we'd be 9 weeks out of school and see some of the shutdowns that we did. And I just never could imagine that would happen. Understand why, but I don't think no one saw this coming, or I surely didn't. And so, with that, we want to be ready for that. And we know that there's some families that might just be the best option. And think about how much it's changed. What happens in July? A lot can happen in July that can make people feel more comfortable sending their children to school, or maybe less comfortable. And so we want to be ready. We want to give them time. We don't want to make them make a commitment today.
Sure.
Even though you're right, it's really fast. School's coming quick.
Yeah.
But at the same time, a lot of things are evolving and changing, especially in the lens of the COVID crisis part.
Yeah. So I guess the question that I think I've also been hearing is, all right, Dave, like we've got contact sports that are going. What does sports look like? Like if I got a high school student, if I have a high school girl, like what does volleyball look like? What does all of these fall sports that are coming up, football, and all these things, what does that look like?
Well, I mean, it is my hope that it looks like it did last fall. However, we really just don't know. One thing I think is foreshadowing us in a positive way. There was an initial, we were shut down, nothing could happen. Then we had phase one, which allowed some conditioning, some weight room stuff under some pretty strict guidelines. And our athletes, our coaches, our families followed those to a T, and it worked really well. And because of that success, because we didn't see changes or spikes or have any issues, we've now been able to, through the health department, through the guidance of the state, move into phase two. So now we're in phase two. Like you say, contact sports. There's still limited stuff for us as a high school, what we're doing, how many kids we're letting around. We're still doing health screenings. We're still really diligent about cleaning and things of that nature to keep everyone as safe as possible. But it does make me pause a little bit as far as why are there delays in us being given things from guidance from the state if we know the contact sports are allowed right now. However, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a health professional. Right. So I'm going to give that over to them, and we're going to work to be prepared. And that's why I know we're ready, because we have all the information to be able to adapt to whatever guidance the state gives us, from making sure our buses are clean, number of kids on our buses, keeping them protected, the classroom, the hallways, transitional pieces, how many kids we can fit in a room, if there's a square footage. You know, we have all of that, all of those things, all that information ready, mm-hmm. so we can act. But as far as to be able to give, what does August 31st look like in New Philadelphia? Until we get that guidance, I can't say. I can promise you it's going to be amazing. I can promise you we're ready. I can promise you we're going to have social emotional people there to help with the health of that, because that's a transition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This has been tough. This has been tough on everybody. And I get some have been harder than maybe it's been on me or others. Sure. So we're going to have that support there. And I think that restructuring what we did with the elementary allows for that academic support too, smaller class sizes, all the support that we can give to surround that child and give them the best possible education and be able to be flexible and adapt as the year goes on.
As a parent, what should I be doing? So, I mean, all of us, you know, we go outside, we're seeing things as adults, whether we're going to work, if we're furloughed, I don't know what the situation is, but we're all seeing things, we're all going outside. And I see, you know, the situation with the masks, and I see all of these things going on. It just really makes me uneasy, maybe as a parent, to go into a school year and be seeing these types of things. I mean, I'm sure that there's plans and stuff for busing. I'm sure that there's plans for all of these things. Where are some areas that I can find some reassurance? You've mentioned some of the things that have been there, but like, is there something outside of just, hey, we're going to be doing a great job. We're going to promise you to do that. Like, cool. So is Starbucks, right? Like, where are some things that you could point to and be like, hey, here's a thing that, like, I just want you to know we're killing it at this.
Hey guys, the first thing that comes to my mind is our athletics and the band, right? They had a phase plan and they executed it extremely well and successfully, health-wise, athletically, you know, the athletics, the music, what got done, excellence occurred. Excellence occurred in that band, in the music area, in that aspect. Excellence occurred with our athletes getting bigger, stronger, faster, more agile, getting ready to compete. And so they executed that plan well. And so that's what I would point to, mm-hmm. is our execution on that front. I would point to our execution with our staff during the shutdown. You know, every single staff member goes through screening. And we've been successful in keeping our staff healthy while they're here. And the amount of the cleaning and the work that our summer crew's doing, how fast they're doing with that. Those would be some of the things that I point to. And then we're going to always fall back to our relationship that we have. We're blessed here in New Philly, where we have Vicky with Iona with the New Philadelphia Health Department, and then Katie Seward with the county. Yep. We have a great relationship with them. We've been working with them probably throughout the most of it, 2 to 3 days, some weeks, 5 days a week, 6 days a week. We were in conversation and working with them. And so they approved our plan. Mm. Vicky with the New Philadelphia Health Department approved our plan for athletics as we began to open that up. They're going to be involved with us to develop our plan. So we're looking to those professionals.
Yeah.
On the mental health side, we have trained mental health professionals on our staff. We have on our board. We have within this community that are coming together and helping us form that. So that way, you know, when it comes to what are we going to provide, we have that. With our maintenance team, we're working with folks and we're cleaning to the same levels that using the equipment hospitals use, emergency medical folks use, the sheriffs, the police department, what they clean when they know they have a COVID patient. Yeah. So that's what we're cleaning everything with on a daily basis to ensure they're sanitized to the best of our ability. So we've raised that bar. We're not looking at minimum guidelines. And I know, you know, you talk about masks. That's a tough one. Because I know people have very strong feelings on masks. And so again, I'm gonna defer to the health professionals and listen to their guidance and listen to their recommendations for us. And that's what we're gonna do. You know, I would anticipate as I see some things that you know, with a lot of kids and just being able to interact with kids, it's maybe not the best for some of our kids. But if our parents want it, absolutely. We're probably going to encourage it. Everything that I've seen is that we should encourage our kiddos to wear them, and we'll have them if they need them, and teach them how to do it properly. But we're probably not going to mandate it. That's what we've been given. Adults may be a different story, but there are certain things that they've said throughout the guidance is that there's certain people that shouldn't wear them. It's not safe for them. Because of certain conditions they may or may not have.
Right.
And so we'll work through that, but we're just going to follow that guidance of that health department. And that's why, you know, I was excited for today because I thought we were going to be talking about what that guidance was and what that's going to look like for New Philly. It's still coming. You know, we were told and as frustrated as I was that it didn't come, I understand it. And so it helps me put myself in that question you asked me about the parents and the staff, because they're wanting the answers from me. I need the answer from the governor, right?
Yeah.
And I thought it was coming today. I thought it was coming Tuesday. Then I thought it was coming today. So I know that feeling. Mm-hmm. It's different, but I can sympathize. I get it. But I also know I want the best guidance. And so as a parent, I have two babies that walk these hallways every day too. I want the best guidance so they're protected, so they can have a great education, they can have a great experience, they can have all that New Philly offers, but make sure it's safe and healthy for them, both mentally and physically.
Right.
And so if that takes a few extra days in a week, I'm okay with it. At first, I'm not. It frustrates me. And so I think that's the feeling that a lot of our parents have, a lot of the staff has, the team. I get it. I wish I could say today, this is exactly what it's going to be. But I can tell you how we can adjust. I can tell you all those things. But I'd rather have solid advice, solid medical opinions, solid guidance, as opposed to rushed decisions.
Right. So as a parent, I'm hearing all of this. Okay, so how can I support the school district? Okay, so I'm in. How can I support the school district this summer and as we move towards the school year?
I think there's a lot out there on how to talk to your child about COVID, and there's a lot about change. I think how we as adults react to change, our kids feed off that. They see our stress, they're going to feed off that.
Right.
So I think part of it is talking about the benefits and just having those honest conversations. But that's definitely a parent choice. And there's some guidance out there from various groups on how to do that. But I just think pointing out the positive, talking about the strengths and being supportive with them. And on the other side of that, reaching out to us as a school district and asking those questions, because we will answer the questions that we can answer, and we will. If we don't hear the question, we don't always know that it's out there. And if you're thinking it, there's 100 other people that are thinking it too. And I want people to know, because I mean, as we were talking before this, what questions are out there? I looked at you, I said, you're hearing on the street better than I am.
Yeah.
So ask me what you're hearing so I can answer those things. Because we probably have the answer, or I can tell you when the answer is coming or how we're formulating the answer. Because if we don't have the answer, we're working as a team, as a collective unit. I mean, there are 500 full and part-time employees at New Philadelphia City Schools.
Wow.
And they all want what's best for those 3,385 babies that walk the hallways each and every day of our school. And so, and then we have five board members that are committed who give their time to make that happen. And those are the things that I can talk about. So as a parent, you have questions, reach out, pay attention to these. We're looking at some other ways to communicate in a little more two-way communication and opening that up. So just be on the lookout for that. Also, keep your parent portal, those parents out there that are listening.
Yeah.
The parent portal, that's where you log in. It's where you do your back-to-school forms. Often that's the only time they do it is the back-to-school forms. That's where we get your email addresses and phone numbers. So if your phone number changed or email address changed, which happens to a lot of us throughout in a year's time, you can log into your parent portal. You can update that. Keep that up to date. That's a good way for us to make sure we're communicating to you and getting information to you. And then hopefully we'll get that two-way communication going here soon too.
As well as, I'm assuming, social media and things like that.
Absolutely. Our Facebook page, Twitter. We're growing that aspect as well. We're growing our footprint with Instagram, and I'm sure there's other out there. I'm showing a little bit of me. I'm not the most savvy social media guy out there, but I know it's important. It's important for our kids. It's a great way to get info out quick. Check out our Facebook page, our website, Twitter. Those are the big ones right now, but we're growing that platform.
Awesome. Well, is there any final thoughts that you'd want to share? Anything that you'd want to let just the school district know?
I think, you know, one of the other big questions is about the elementary reconfiguration and why now, right? Seems rushed. That's the other piece that you hear. COVID is a big piece of it. It's a decision that the board did not make lightly. It was a decision that the administrative team, that all the educators came to, the administrative educators, those leaders that we have came to and agreed to because we felt it was best for the kids.
And which school is closing?
So none of the schools are closing, but we're reconfiguring. So instead of having five different elementaries all doing K through five, we're going to have K-1 at both York and at East. So the kiddos who would have before maybe went to South, York, or West, they're all going to go to East. They're all going to go to York. Excuse me. Those who would have went to Central or East in the past, K-1 will go to East. Second and third grade will be at South, fourth grade at West, fifth grade at Central, and then the middle school, high school, starting in sixth grade as we have in the past. What this does, every child now has access to title services. Every child has access to Orton-Gillingham, which is our methodology that we utilize for dyslexia education for kiddos who struggle with that. We didn't have that in each facility before. Our intervention specialist, they used to have to cover 5 to 6 grades. And so that's hard to service kids throughout all those grades. Now they're able to focus on one grade, two grades at most, and really specialize. And then so those kids are going to get surrounded and cared for by so many more people. And also our class sizes, when we're spread out the way we were, it was anywhere from 16 or 17 kids to 26, 27, 28. This gets us down to between 8, depends on the grade, an average of 18, 20, or 22 is our largest right now. Wow. And that's if everyone comes back and no one goes our virtual option. Mm-hmm. So again, that personalization just skyrocketed, right? Smaller class sizes, that individual attention, plus now you have all the title folks that can help, all the intervention specialists that are solely focused on that. What the building can do when you're trying to bring someone in to talk and work with kiddos, an assembly, a fun assembly, bullying, anti-bullying, when it's trying to get through six grades, K through, okay? Now, if you're focused on what's important to these kindergartners or these third graders, fourth graders, et cetera, can be much more appropriate for them. Also, we're going to be so much more nimble to be able to adjust as this COVID crisis continues. The effects haven't gone away. We know our kiddos missed a quarter. Our teachers did great things. Our kids did great things. But the research is showing us that kids are going to come back anywhere from 30 to 50% behind.
And is there an adjustment that's happening?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so we're going to work with that. But so we know that now we're going to be able to adjust. And if more kids need to go home, take that virtual option, we can adjust our staffing. And instead of having to move a staff member, because now all of a sudden they lost a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Now we need to move them from one building teaching second grade to another building teaching fourth grade. That's so much more disruptive. It's disruptive to the kids. It's disruptive to the teacher and the quality. And so more is going to come on that. And we're going to have a great celebration to bring them and make that building home. Because we talked about it when we were studying facilities and everything else. It's not the bricks that make up the education. It's the staff. It's the kids. And we have an amazing team who's going to wrap their arms around all the kids and bring them through, bring them out of this piece. And bring them through educationally together. And we're just able to offer more supports and we're going to be able to be more flexible. And so I think this is best for the district in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
In the long run, it will end up saving money as well. However, in the short term, it really helps us with COVID and be able to adjust and give more services because we know we need to give more services to our kiddos because we know people are in just different places due to this COVID crisis. And the year is just not going to be that typical experience that we've had and that you and I, what we went through at school, what our parents went through, what all the parents that are listening went through. It's different. And so when we were looking at things, we found a way. Because the number one thing, research has said, the number one thing is equity and providing services for all and surrounding and supporting our kids. When we found this, that we could do this, I got nervous about it. I got nervous. Because I'm like, this is a big change.
Yeah.
This is a big change.
And how do you sell it? Yeah.
And man, we've been through a lot already.
Mm-hmm.
But then there wasn't an academic reason not to. It's better academically. All of our folks who are trained in mental health for children and trauma-informed and all that, and there's just agreement out there on this, and I get that. And there's stress and worry on it, that this is better social-emotionally and their mental health for them. Now, a lot of districts have done this before, too, and they've worried about that. I worry about it. They found the complete opposite be true. It's better for the kids emotionally. It's better for them socially. It's better for them as a community. And so that's what we're going to see. And we know we have the time to get it done. And so that's why we had to move quick.
Yeah.
And maybe not the way I would have loved to communicate this out or work with the community or work with the staff. But knowing the community in the 5 years that I've been here and seeing how much they wrap their arms around and knowing that we're a community, we're not an East Side or West Side. We are New Philadelphia. We're all Quakers, and that's what this does for us. It's what we heard since day one when I met with staff, first day I was here, and throughout all these different experiences, developing a strategic plan, working on our facility plan, excellence, equity, servicing all of our kids, gifted education, intervention support, social-emotional support, vast experiences for them, whether it's on the athletic field, in the fine arts, clubs, all those things. We want that vast experience. That's why we call it experience, NP. We needed to do that. And this provided it. It's a challenge to get to. It's scary. I acknowledge and get that. But we got an amazing team that's working hard to make it happen. And I can guarantee better education academically, emotionally, and otherwise. And so we're embracing this challenge. We're embracing the challenge that COVID gives us, and we're going to be better for it. We're going to be better on the other side of it. We're going to be better right away because we've embraced this challenge, and we've looked at this challenge as an opportunity to get better. And universally, as a leadership team, this is how we feel best to move forward, and we're confident with all the people working. We have such a stellar staff. We're going to rise to the challenge, and they're going to love the additional support that they have. So will our community. But I get it. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's scary. But we didn't come about this lightly. And we're doing this solely the best interests of our kids because we're going to provide. It's going to help our staff. And when we help our staff, that helps our kids. When we help our kids, it helps our staff. It's this this great circle together. And as a community, again, we're going to embrace that challenge and move forward in a real positive way.
Awesome. And you've committed to Fridays being kind of your communication day where you're putting things out. And so, hey, you guys are going to be able to hear more of the update as soon as Superintendent Brand, as soon as you know, I know that you're going to be getting that out as quickly as possible to be able to let everybody have that. So you guys can be looking for more communication that's going to be happening. So this is a great start to a conversation. So I'm looking forward to continuing to talk with you and get more info out to the community.
Absolutely. Thank you.